Welcome back to The Story From Here on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. I'm Gloria Makarenko in Vancouver, and coming up this half hour, a man who makes full body armor.
The tools that I use are primarily the same as my counterparts in the Middle Ages would have used. There's really no shortcuts.
And just to be clear, this is armor, as in medieval armor. We will visit that workshop in just a few minutes. But first, 13-month-old Charlie isn't much of a therapy dog yet, but he will be eventually if his owner has his way. David Paul plans on training him to be the first certified therapy dog for family law mediation. This comes after the Kamloops lawyer published a paper in the Harvard Law Review. Daybreak's Jennifer Norwell met up with David and Charlie to find out more.
Hi! No, Jumping Charlie.
Charlie's a standard poodle. He's red. He's about 13 months of age. He's still a puppy in every sense, as you can see. But he's highly intelligent. He's very affectionate. He's very obedient. And he's going to make an excellent therapy dog. There's no doubt about it. He's already providing my family and I with therapy. When we come home after a long day at the office, there's nothing better than a glass of wine. And Charlie,
take a paw, get daddy paw.
I am a lawyer, and I'm also a mediator, and I do a lot of family law mediations. I've been doing mediation since 1993, and since then, I've done hundreds of mediations. I had my first dog about 12 years ago, and I used to take him to my office every day for about 2 years straight. And he actually sat with me in the mediation, and I always thought there was something calming about his presence with my clients. I mean, mediation is a very successful process as it is, but having him in there created a new dimension. It gave us something. It was really impacting on the party's emotions. The dog's presence, it's very calming.
You want another one?
It's a day off today. So. I was in the Master of Law program after having graduated from university some 30 years ago. I had this bug in my mind that I wanted to get my master's degree, and fortunately my family was very supportive of me. What I had to do is I had to train myself to start reading academic articles, which are on their own a challenge. But not only was I reading academic articles that were challenging to read, I was reading academic articles from fields that were outside of my discipline. So, but as I read them, I did find a common theme. Dogs are beyond awesome. Humans have co-evolved with dogs for a very good reason. Dogs are in tune to our feelings and our emotions and our health and our being for good reason. We've co-evolved with these animals for over 12,000 years. So when they say dog is man's best friend, there is a lot of truth to that.
Okay, Charlie, here.
Being a family law lawyer, being a family law mediator, I deal with emotions all the time. It's one of those things in law that turn a lot of lawyers off from practicing in the field of family law. They don't want to deal with that. They like to deal with things in a more business-like fashion, which I can totally understand. So I went into the program saying, I want to study and become more knowledge in how I can help de-escalate conflict so that when people come to me as a mediator, I can be attuned, I can be emotionally intelligent to their emotional needs as well as what they're trying to accomplish legally. And bring that perspective into the mediation and add something to my toolbox. So I had done a lot of study on emotions prior to coming up with the idea of dogs. And I realized that there is a huge challenge that people face when they're going through a separation. And the challenge is, how am I going to deal with one of the most important big decisions in my life while I'm a mess psychologically, while I'm a mess socially, while I'm a mess emotionally? And I came up with different ideas, and I already had the concept of improving my toolbox, but I needed a new tool, and the dog became that tool. So I was able to incorporate the two. They act as a social catalyst. They've done studies where dogs have been placed in institutions like prisons, In hospitals where children are being treated because of antisocial disorders of some sort or another, and they find that these children become more social, they become more attuned to the people that they're working with, they become more open and trusting of the people they're with. They've done studies, and they show that the emotional pain as well as the physical pain is dropped. But it gets even better than that. Scientifically, they'll measure chemicals in our blood like adrenaline. Adrenaline, as everybody knows, we have an adrenaline rush, we get excitable, that's a fight or fight response. Our adrenaline levels drop, our cortisol levels drop, and our oxytocin levels go way up. And so this is scientifically shown fact that these dogs can actually do these positive things to us physiologically, socially, and emotionally.
There we go. Good boy, Charlie.
I really want to make this happen at the most professional possible level I can. I want to... as much as I love the dog, as much as I love playing with the dog, I want him to become a working dog as well. I want to have him become certified as a therapy dog. He's, as you can tell, he's not quite old enough for that yet, but I certainly think he has a lot of the dispositions and a lot of the quality that are going to be necessary. So part of the process is for me to actually have Charlie trained as a therapy dog. But in the meantime, I'm going to cheat a little bit and break some of my own rules and my paper and get him down there and have him working, of course, with the people that really like the idea. And it's amazing when you talk to people. Most of us love dogs. I don't see any downside to trying him out right now. But the goal, of course, is to have him working as a working dog. I am extremely excited. What my hope is that this idea takes off. It's never been formally written on until now with my paper. And I'm really hoping that the whole concept of canine-assisted mediation takes off in the dispute resolution world. And it's not just into the family matters, but in other areas of litigation as well. Personal injury litigation can be stressful. I can see the impact of this being big if it takes over, or takes off, I should say. And I'm sincerely hoping that that's what happens.
Other Paul, oh, yeah, you're a good boy. Okay, Charlie, here.
David Paul is a Kamloops lawyer. He was talking with Daybreak's Jennifer Norwell. What did you want to be when you were growing up? Maybe an actor? An astronaut?